You know, coming from the Protestant world where they emphasize sermons a great deal, the whole idea of being a priest was very intimidating because I thought, wow, I'm going to have to come up with a 45-minute homily every Sunday or every other Sunday. And thank goodness we don't do that in the Orthodox Church. But still, it can be a challenge coming up with an idea that's engaging and meaningful to the people. And sometimes you have what you feel is inspiration, and sometimes, well, you don't. Well, this week, I felt like I had some inspiration early on in the week. And it's fun how it all kind of comes together, because today is National Church Musicians Day, and I'm going to recognize the chanters later on. But the idea I had earlier this week was to talk about how important it is to actively participate in the liturgy by singing. Now, this was totally independent of Church Musicians Day. So here's how I'm going to start, and I'm going to date myself a little bit. Way, way back in 1971, there was a hit on the number one pop chart called Joy to the World. And this song began with, "Jeremiah was a bullfrog. He was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I always helped him drink his wine, and he always had a mighty fine wine." That's how the song went. And it was a silly song, but it made it to number one. Now, as an aside, it was the first song that, well, I'll get a digression. I won't go there. It's a very fun song. Now, why did that come to mind? In 1971, I was spending some time with my Uncle Fred and Aunt Y and my two cousins, Jackie and Jeff. I would go stay with them for the week in the summer. And sometimes Jeff would come and stay with me. And we would ride around and do stuff. I don't know what we did, but I remember being in this enormous Vista Cruiser. It was a station wagon. They don't even make these anymore, I don't think. With the fake wood paneling on the side, right? And you had the two front seats, the back seat, and then what we called the back-back. Basically a hatch back there where you could slide around. Nobody wore seat belts, right? Uncle Fred was in the front, Aunt Y, Jackie, Jeff, and I are in the back. And we're coming home. I think we'd gone for a trip. Maybe this was the time we were coming back from Disney World, whatever's in Florida, because I went down there with him. And we were coming back, and we're somewhere in South Carolina. That's a long drive, you know, from Florida back up here. And we're bummed because the trip is over. And everybody's kind of sad. And you know how it is at the end of a trip. You've all kind of talked out. There's really nothing new to say. And you're thinking about clothes to wash or, you know, whatever you're thinking about. And, you know, going home in the regular old grind. Anyway, so we're riding along somewhere in South Carolina. And that song came on the radio. And by the way, back then for you younger folks, there was just a single speaker in the center of the dash. We didn't have this surround sound stuff we've got now, which actually sounds very good in the car. It was that single little tinny speaker. So we're driving along, and Uncle Fred leans over, turns it up, and he starts singing. Now, we'd all heard the song before, right? It was number one on the pop chart, so, you know, the radio was playing it very frequently. It's an easy pop song, not that hard to sing, and who cares if you get the words right or not, right? So we start singing. Fred leads, and the rest of us follow, and, you know, we're throwing our heads back, lifting our voices, and we're having a great time. I remember that to this day, right? So when it was over, we all laughed, we smiled, and our mood was lifted. We were much better than we were just a few minutes earlier, 5 minutes earlier. You know, we were here, now we're here. Why? Because we did it together, we raised our voices, and when we raised, or we lifted, we didn't raise, we lifted our voices, we lifted our hearts with them. And we did it together in song and in spirit. And we all felt so much better. It's the same thing with the Holy Divine Liturgy. We are here to worship God together. It's called the work of the people. I remember when I was in seminary, one of the professors, the fathers, said, "The people own the word Amen." The Amen, the Lord have mercies, the Kyrie eleisons, the grant this, O Lord, to you, O Lord. That's your property. We're here to do this together. The chanters are here to lead, just like Uncle Fred. They're not here to replace you. The priests are here to lead. We don't replace you. Nobody is a Christian by proxy. You can't delegate your faith. That's not what it's about. God wants your heart. You can't pay me to do it for you, nor should you want to. So when we come to church, we are here to praise God in spirit and in song with our hearts. That's what it's all about. If we come in, look, we're on a trip too. We're on a trip to the kingdom. And sometimes this world with its storms and troubles, sometimes it's a bummer. I get that. Sometimes it's hard. People get sick. They die. Things happen, right? It's not always a great place sometimes. So what do? We come together and we celebrate this timeless, timeless liturgy that's 2,000 years old practically. We celebrate this liturgy. We come together. We don't pray. If you ever catch yourself praying individually in the liturgy, pull up short and say, no, wait a minute. I need to be praying together with everybody else, with the prayers that are right in front of us. Have you ever read them in the little red book? They're beautiful. They're deep. They're majestic. Oh, they're fantastic. We come in together and we pray together. Did you know that unlike the Roman Catholic Church, in the Orthodox Church, a priest by himself cannot celebrate a liturgy? If I come, or Father Steve comes, or Father Gregory comes to celebrate a liturgy, and no one else is here, well, I can't do it. I mean, I can pray. I mean, there's some things I can do and read, but I can't celebrate the liturgy. Why? Because it's not an individual thing. This Christian thing we're trying to do is a team sport. We do it together. It's not a single thing. It's not tennis, right? It's team tennis. That's how we do this, right? We're not here to replace. We're here to lead. And it's not like the hymns are opera, for heaven's sakes. They're familiar. They're pretty. At Holy Cross, at seminary, sometimes they bring in these chanters from Greece, and these guys were very, very good at it. But their chanting style was what we used to say affectionately, very ornamental. They would take a vowel, catch it, and do all these things with it that were wonderful. But regular folks like us, we can't do that without lots and lots of training and practice. Father Seraphim avoids that ornamental operatic style. So there's no excuse for not singing along. If we do that, if we sing together, you will find, if you really lift your hearts up to God, that whatever you came in here with, whatever weight, whatever concern, whatever fear, you will leave it outside. And when you go back outside, it'll be a little bit lighter, especially if we sing together in song and in spirit. Look, we give God our time and our money. Why not give Him our voices, our songs as well? What He really wants is our heart. And all these are ways to do that, to give Him our heart in all humility and love. And if we sing together, I mean, think about all the other places you sing, at sporting events, at concerts. I mean, we do it all the time in other places. Why not do it here? I'm not saying scream and holler and do all that. Of course not. Some of us can sing, some of us can't. But you can lift your voice a little bit, especially on the familiar things. It's beautiful. It really is. So I want to encourage you, especially on today, Church Musicians Day, to sing today, next Sunday, anytime you're in church. It's a beautiful, wonderful thing, and it praises God together. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And as I mentioned, today is National Church Musicians Day, so I want to thank Father Seraphim and all the chanters who worked. We have the wonderful men's choir and the ladies' choir. They work very hard. And, you know, they're the only ones that stand the entire time during the liturgy. Have you ever thought about that? During Orthros, the priests sit sometimes. These guys are standing for the whole 2-3 hours, right? I mean, you guys, right? So, and they're using their voices. They are really involved. If you want to be involved in the service, join the chanters. That is real worship. Well, we're all worshiping. But so, when you see the chanters at coffee hour, please thank them for what they do for us, because they really are a blessing. Especially if you visited other parishes, we are really, really blessed. I mean, we've got great chanters, and the music and the architecture here and the sound system. It's really very nice.